This is John D. Callahan presenting Right with God, copyright 2002, Faith and Reason Ministries, on the web at www.faithreason.org. To be a Christian, one must satisfy the requirements set forth by God Himself, not man. The underlining meaning behind the terminology used by men is what's important. Saved by faith, grace, born again, charismatic, Pentecostal, etc., can or cannot imply a person is right with God. It is the meaning behind the words which is important, and what is in a person's heart. Jesus certainly emphasized repentance, and He emphasized good works. However, He also taught us to pray continually, not just once, "Forgive us our sins," implying that no man ever reaches perfection. Therefore, it is the sincere desire to do what is right before God that is of utmost importance. Also, since God is a living, ever-present, and all-powerful being, it makes sense not just to talk to Him, but to listen and depend on Him too. This is partly what the conversation with Nicodemus concerned, found in John 3. Only if God is also infinitely good and merciful could we have such a relationship with Him. When Jesus referred to the church, He meant all true believers. And a true believer is one who accepts Jesus' teaching and deity, is repentant before God, not perfect, and receives His presence, guidance, power, and mercy. As stated on the homepage of Faith and Reason Ministries, God is kind and loving and will always accept us, despite our failings, as long as we truly desire to follow Him. Salvation is not accomplished by works, but through faith in Jesus Christ. However, God-guided works are important and strengthen one's faith. Ultimately, God is the judge, and if we satisfy His requirements, He will convict us of our salvation. From Romans 8:16 we read, "The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are God's children." It is foolish to believe otherwise, for we read from Luke 7:21, "Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven." Also from Luke 7:23 we read, "I never knew you." And from John 8:54-55, "The one who honors me is my Father, the very one you say is your God. You have never known Him, but I know Him." For a further commentary from Science and Christianity, see Chapter 5, Who is Man Really? This has been John D. Callahan presenting Right with God. Visit us on the web at Faith and Reason Ministries, www.faithreason.org.